Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're watching the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about simplifying your life and de-stressing. Modern life is so full of things and objects and people, responsibilities, stress. Leonardo da Vinci once famously said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. So here's five ways that you can simplify and de-stress your life and yourself. Take a time out. We all need some alone time, but many of us never get it. It's a good idea to get at least 15 to 20 minutes every day of alone time. And this should be real alone time, where you can listen to the silence and just relax. That means no television blaring, no children banging on the door, calling your name, screaming, dogs barking, radio blasting. Silence is the key. Too much noise is not only a huge contributor to stress, but it prevents you from being able to really relax. Take a bath with a strict door closed policy. Go for a walk, sit in your car, meditate, whatever you have to do to get those 20 minutes in every day. Brevity may be the soul of wit, but silence is golden. Number two, turn off the anxiety. So many things in our lives cause us anxiety, even things we don't realize. How much do you worry about things? Think about that for a second. What do you worry about? It's a good idea to sort of take an inventory of those things and really make an effort to cut the ones out that aren't that important. For instance, when you're not near your phone, worry that you're going to miss notifications, or do you feel compelled to keep checking it? Because that's anxiety, whether you realize that or not. That causes stress. The hardest thing for many people is probably understanding the difference between things that matter and things that don't really matter that much. They're not that important. If something can wait, let it wait. Don't worry about it. Aromatherapy is wonderful for turning off the anxiety. Just get a little burner, put some oils in it, light the little candle that goes underneath of it, and leave it burning in the living room. You will be surprised how much better you will feel just from doing something that simple. Another way to turn off the anxiety is to own fewer things. Not only is it less to worry about, but too many things around you is like visual caffeine. Life is not about owning as many material things as you possibly can, and people who own more are actually less happy, because it creates a vacuum in which the acquisition of more possessions becomes this never-ending chase and a big driving force in their life. This in turn creates not only anxiety, but chronic unhappiness and dissatisfaction. Learn to be happy with what you have. If you're not happy with what you have, what makes you think that more is going to make you happier? The truth is that if you're not happy with what you already have, having more not going to make much of a difference. Another thing you can do, throw out the TV. I know, everybody loves TV. We all have our shows and everything else, but television is an enormous cause of stress. It's an enormous cause of tension. It's an enormous cause of anxiety. While it does create the seemingly relaxed state that we like to call being a couch potato, television also inundates us with messages, images, and information that stresses the brain out. Technically, the state that television induces is actually very similar to hypnosis, and hypnosis is not induced by relaxation, it's induced by anxiety. Take that from a hypnotherapist. Television is a never-ending stream of criticism, judgments, comparisons, and bad news. Messages and statements telling us that we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, we're not rich enough, we're not cool enough, not thin enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, all punctuated by a bombardment of advertisements to buy things that promise to make us all of those things and more. Get rid of the TV if you can, or at least get rid of cable. Your life will be less stressful, less anxious, and much quieter. And cable's really expensive. Nobody has time to watch 800 channels. The last thing you can do for your sanity, your stress, and your anxiety level is learn to let things go. How many times have you laid awake at night just tortured by things that happen during the day, analyzing and agonizing over them. Let it go. Tomorrow is a new day. Start saying to yourself, I can't do anything about it right now, so I'm going to stop thinking about it. And then do so. Let it go. It gets easier the more you do it. Now, that was 5 very simple things you can do to simplify and de-stress your life, and they do work. I got rid of my TV years ago, and I don't sweat things that I can't do anything about. I use aromatherapy. I take my own advice. If you're ready to go one further, there are a lot of meditation videos here on my channel. There are some that are short, there are some that are long. You can find one that fits right into the time that you have and just give it a shot. Now, some of you might be asking, why should I meditate? Meditation has many, many proven benefits. Try it yourself and see. Meditation often conjures up ideas of, you know, Swami sitting cross-legged and burning incense and New Age chanting among healing crystals, but the truth is that meditation has been used as far back as 1500 BC, and modern clinical studies suggest that it's extremely beneficial for any number of physical and emotional problems, particularly those known as disorders of arousal, such as anxiety and depression, panic disorders, and as well as things that involve chronic pain. Probably the coolest thing about meditation is not only does it have many physical, spiritual, and emotional benefits, there's so many ways to do it. It isn't always just, you know, sitting on a pillow and not moving. There's moving meditations like Tai Chi and yoga, or ones which use sound like chanting, rhythmic drumming. There's many, many types of meditation. So just because one particular type didn't work for you doesn't mean that none will or that you can't meditate. Meditation is about more than just calming and relaxation. It's a state of being which enables us to achieve better awareness, both of ourselves and the world around us. It's really, really important. Think about your health. Most people know more about how their car or their computer works than about how their own body works. That is very unfortunate. For far too long, we've just been sort of willing to give that responsibility over to other people, virtual strangers, rather than take any responsibility for it ourselves. But doctors treat symptoms, not causes of symptoms. And because of that, we often suffer chronic problems and illness that doesn't go away. We are the caretakers of our own health, and ultimately, it's us that's responsible for our own health. We are responsible for our own health. Let's pretend that you suffer from panic disorder or anxiety. The doctor will prescribe you pills in order to treat the symptom, and no matter what anyone tells you, anxiety is a symptom, it is not an illness. It's a symptom of something else. It's your body trying to tell you that something is wrong. Most modern medicine silences the body instead of listening to it. When the doctor gives you a pill, he hasn't delved into what's causing your anxiety. That could be any number of things. Diet, mismanagement of stress, environmental causes, an underlying mental illness or condition, an underlying physical illness or condition, sensitivity to food additives, heavy metal toxicity, environmental factors. There could be so many things that are causing your anxiety that might not have anything to do with the reason why he's giving you the pill. It might not work. Sometimes it doesn't. A lot of people report their anxiety does not get better when they take medication. That's because they're simply treating a symptom. They're silencing the body instead of listening to it. Maybe your anxiety will go away with these pills, and maybe it won't. But the cause of your anxiety has not even been addressed. Worse, you're now damaging your body with bioreactive chemicals which may or may not be safe and which you may or may not need. Many drugs are deemed safe only to be recalled later after they've injured people. Or maybe the drug controls your anxiety but it causes other harmful side effects. People with panic disorder and anxiety and other disorders of arousal have reported significant benefits from meditation, essential oil aromatherapy treatments, and other holistic treatments, and studies have confirmed it. There was a study just done that showed that a lavender supplement, which is available in Europe, performed better than Ativan, which is a prescription anxiety drug. It's a prescription tranquilizer. Unfortunately, your doctor is probably never going to recommend any holistic treatments to you. He'll instead prescribe chemicals to treat a symptom caused by something which he does not even attempt to address or even discover. The anxiety epidemic is a $1 million industry. You are responsible for your own health and well-being. Don't be a passenger in your healthcare anymore. There are things you can do about it, and I just gave you 5 ways to start. You've been watching the Meditation and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.